You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Audacious by Beth Moore. This book is read by Beth Moore. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with B&H Publishing Group, originally published in English as Audacious. Copyright 2015 by Beth Moore. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. The following quote is by Abraham Joshua Heschel and Samuel H. Dresner in I Ask for Wonder, a spiritual anthology. Faith is not the clinging to a shrine, but an endless pilgrimage of the heart. Audacious longing, burning songs, daring thoughts, an impulse overwhelming the heart, usurping the mind. These are all a drive towards serving Him who rings our hearts like a bell. Acknowledgements. 20 years of working with a publisher gives an author innumerable opportunities to say thank you. A writer doesn't stick around that long because she's miserable. She sticks around because somehow, amid the ink cartridges, emails, conference calls, texts, Skypes, manuscripts, deadlines, and edits, something clicked. Very different people from very different places and perspectives somehow landed on the same page and sent it to print. The whole process has never lost its wonder to me. God alone could forge the length, depth, and breadth of the ministry relationship I've had the privilege to share with Lifeway Christian Resources. That they are not sick to death of me by now is a wonder all its own, so I will begin my thanks with them. My beloved friends and colleagues at Lifeway, I would scour every dictionary in the English language if I could find a new way to say thank you for partnering with me in another message. Alas, I'm left with the same two worn-out words, but I extend them with fresh affection and tremendous warmth. Faith, Paige, Amy, and Becky. I will remember for a very long time the conference call where we first discussed this project. In a planning meeting for the next calendar year, you let me spring this on you for this calendar year and worked at lightning speed without any hemorrhage of excellence to get it done. That, my friends, is audacious. It could not be more fitting that this project required audacity on every level. Thank you for all the extra hours and extra effort. How I pray that you will never consider them wasted. Most of all, thank you for getting behind this message with such genuine passion. I will love you forever. Jennifer Lyle, I loved every second of working with you. You are the best kind of editor. Not too much, not too little. You're just right. I'm so grateful for your feedback, both professional and personal. You worked hard and fast. Keith Moore, not one manuscript in 20 years of writing would ever have been completed without your support. Being married to somebody as quirky as me is not for the meek or faint of heart. Thank you for not dropping your jaw and telling me I was out of my mind for adding this project into a busy schedule. To have a man who has continually said, baby, you can do this, is a gift of God beyond price. I love you furiously. Thank you for keeping me honest. Amanda and Melissa, thank you for your company, your hilarity, your constant affection, and your patience. If you don't buy what's in this book from this pen, it is worthless. No one on this earth means more to me than the two of you. No one on earth inspires me like you do. You are walking, talking manifestations of God's unfathomable grace to me. I love being your mother. Curtis, my son-in-law and pastor, thank you for always praying for me and encouraging me and for continually being interested in what I'm working on. You are unspeakably dear to me. Jackson and Annabeth, you delight me to no end and keep me forward-thinking in every artery of ministry entrusted to me. I cannot wait to see what Jesus will do with the two of you. I would not trade grandchildren with anybody on the planet. You have me. GP, Susan, K-Mac, Kimberly, Jen, Nancy, Sherry, Johnny, Evangeline, Diane, and Mary, my co-laborers at Living
Sample complete. Ready to continue?